So Mishabura says the case of a person would change the nikud of the word in a way that it's mishtan of the inyan. Chalev or chalev, the chalev imoy, the chalev imoy is two different things. One's milk and one's the fats. Yoshev, Yoshav, Yasa, Yeyosev. So all of those would be ma'ak, and a person would have to be corrected and go back. Then the Mishabura says that according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Ramah, if a person says he misses a word, he has to go back, he missed the word. If he misses a letter and it's clear what the word means, even though he's missing that letter, is the name is Aharon, and he says Haron, without saying the Aleph, he's Haron. I know what he's referring to. Or he adds Mitzrim. Mitzrim is also the same thing. So over there, that's not Ma'ake, but he would not have to go back, according to Mr. Burr. We would not, at the moment, you would correct him, but if they did not correct him immediately, you do not have to go back for that correction. That's what Mr. Burr paskins. He brings in the Bir Halacha that the Gra disagrees and says that is a type of correction that a person would have to go back. And therefore, preferably, you should try not to be in that situation. He says the bigger kiddush. Let's say he says the word im, ve'im. He doesn't pronounce the vav im. We don't hear the vav over there. So that's still according to Mishabur, where the Mishabur understands the Ramah, that would not be ma'akim, and a person will not have to be corrected. Mishabur continues. He says that we're discussing things that are corrections that we have to correct for. It's important to point out that there are different types of trup. The two types of trup, they're what are known as mafsikim and what are mashorsim. There's certain types of trups we have in a word which it connects it with a word after it. It's so word number one is a mashores to word number two. It's connecting into it. It's leading into it. There are certain times where the trup is something which is a mafsik. There's a pause between word number one and word number two. And Mishabur brings that if a person takes a trup which is supposed to be a mafsik and he makes it into a mashores, or vice versa, that's considered nishtan or inyan, and we would correct the person to make him go back for that mistake. So a person who's laning has to be aware of what a mashores is, what a mafsik is. Now the Mishabur does not mention there's a chiluk between, there are different levels of mafsikim, that if a person reads it with a weaker mafsik as opposed to a stronger mafsik. I saw one say for he holds it, that's also an issue, and even that we would have to correct for. That the Mishabur does not mention that shita, that's such a chiluk. But a person should be aware there are two types of trup. I'm not going to get involved in the details of that. The person who's laning should be aware of that, that he should be careful to make sure that he lanes it correctly. The last point that we mentioned yesterday, there's the stress of this, which syllable you stress it on can make a difference in the explanation of the word, what the word means, and that the person has to be careful about as well. So all of these are different types of mistakes that a person would make during Kriya, which if it changes what the meaning of the word, the halacha is, and not only do we correct them at that time, we'd have to go back. The Bir Halacha deals with the question if they finish laning and they realize afterwards that they made a mistake. So what do you do? So the Bir Halacha in that situation, you would take the Sefer Torah out again, you would read three psukim, that pasuk which was read incorrectly, and two other psukim. We never read less than three psukim. So you have to read, you don't have to read the whole parsha over again. It's not ma'akim, the din of kesidron. Mm-hmm. So in that situation, he would read that pasuk which was read incorrectly together with two other psukim, and the way the Bir Halacha comes out, you would actually pass the Koran, the Shulchan Aruch, you would make a bracha before and afterwards. But he says that it's a question whether you would make a bracha in that situation before and afterwards as well. One last point that this is referring to on Shabbos. On Monday and Thursday, and Shabbos afternoon, where the Kriya only requires 10 psukim, a situation where they're reading more than 10 psukim, they're reading more than, so that they read the and there was a mistake in one of the psukim, but even if that pasuk was read incorrectly, because one of the words was read incorrectly, you have still 10 psukim, which were valid, read correctly, you would not go back, because the Kriya of 10 psukim was done, in that situation you would not go back. Besides the law of having 10 psukim, each oiler has to read 3 psukim. So if you have a kriya, which is only sometimes the kriya satara Monday and Thursday, an oiler only gets 3 psukim. So if one of those is read correctly, he has not read enough for him to make a bracha. So that situation is more complicated what to do, but he would have to. If he didn't make a bracha yet, we go back and make sure that he reads it correctly to make sure he has. Even though the other ali is, there's going to be enough to have 10 total, but he has to read 3 psukim, which 3 psukim weren't read correctly. If he already made the bracha in that situation, it's more complicated what to do. Hopefully, it doesn't happen. Have a good morning.